Tampa.
Hi, and welcome to Radio Gaga at Plymouth FM 104.6, sharing life and experiences from disabled people, by disabled people, for disabled people. Each week, we bring you stories based around our multiple abilities. You don't have to wait any longer to listen to insightful views, news, and reviews from around your community. We invite you to join us as we show you our community. Radio Gaga wants you to understand our dreams for a truly inclusive Auckland.
Welcome to Radio Gaga on 104.6. My name is Mel and I'm joined again with Mish. We had her on a few weeks ago. And Josh, how are you guys today?
Good.
I'm good, thank you.
Did you have a good Christmas, Mish?
I did.
Did you go out to your families?
We did.
Oh my goodness. Was it chaos or anything?
It was interesting. Lots of drunk people, Mel.
Oh, no. No. Well, I didn't have anything to drink on Christmas because I was cooking lunch. So, as anyone know that cooks anything, you don't get time to drink.
No.
Well, maybe you can sneak a little wine or a champagne.
Maybe. No, that's only a Delanoir.
Don't get us in trouble, honey bunny. What did you do for Christmas, Josh?
Went out to my family house and had some duck l'orange and tadakin and, yeah, some French stuff.
Josh, nice.
Well, you know you can make really crispy roast potatoes with duck fat.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to try that next year. On today's show, we have some summertime tunes for you. We're also going to talk about what we had for Christmas breakfast because there's three of us here and all from different cultures and different families. And we're also going to talk to Mish about clothes and makeup for summer. And we also have 10 hacks for you that you can use at the beach. No one wants to get sand in their clothes, in their hair and on their legs. It's really creepy and crawly and yucky. So here we are now with the Polka Dots with Aotearoa Christmas.
When the sun shines on me through Pahutukawa leaves and the red flowers tell me it's Christmas, they're saying it's time to be at the beach by the sea with my family.
Radio Gaga with Mel, Mish and Josh. What did you guys have for breakfast? I'll start with you, Josh.
We had we had some bacon and eggs, and for lunch we had some duck l'orange, and we had some tatakan for dinner.
Gosh, and did yesterday, Boxing Day, did you have all the leftovers?
Yeah, it was very filling.
Oh, great. I love leftovers for Boxing Day. And Mish, what did you have for Christmas breakfast?
Mum and Dad did a Christmas ham with, like, bacon and egg and all the rest. I don't know. I slept in.
So you missed out?
I missed out.
Oh, did you have any Boxing Day leftovers?
We had heaps of leftovers. Mum and Dad did a barbecue, and we had some curries and stuff as well. Actually, we had some fresh chicken curry and lamb curry.
Oh, yeah.
So it was interesting.
Gosh, well, that would have been delicious. I suppose you could put anything in a curry for a leftover.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. Well, in my family, we have croissants with ham and cheese on them, and we put them in the oven to melt
Yum.
All together, and that's really delicious. And you know what's really naughty? We have four girls and a mum in our family, so we have our stockings for breakfast, and that's filled with chocolate and chips and yummy little junk food things that you don't really want to start your year off with. But yes, we also had that for Christmas breakfast, and they're like, save room for the croissants and lunch. And we're like, no, we're going to sneak out into our rooms and eat our stockings. Yeah. And the rest of our sponsors had nothing for Christmas breakfast. That sounds like Mish here. They also had... puddings, like chocolate puddings. You know those Christmas puddings that you have?
Those Christmas pies?
Christmas tart pies.
Yes.
Yes. And do you know those Christmas puddings that like come in a bowl?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are yummy.
Yeah, really yummy.
Those are really yummy.
That'd be really good for breakfast with some custard, wouldn't it?
So, Mel, did you make trifle for Christmas?
No, because my mum brought all the desserts for Christmas.
Nice.
I know. It saved me so much time because I got all the food prepared on Christmas Eve before I went to work at Dunsinane. And it's a shame I didn't see you there working on Christmas Eve. What's up with that, girlfriend?
Honey, why would I work Christmas Eve? I've got a boyfriend.
I know. I do too, but I wanted extra tips. Not that I have them yet. was Bananarama with Cool Summer. Mish, I wanted to talk to you especially about what colours we should wear for summer, because you don't want to be wearing blackout in the sun. You're going to be overheating like a hot dog.
No black skies.
No. What kind of colours do you, are you drawn to? Because you're totally blind, right, with perception of light and shadows.
Right.
So you would definitely know your colours from descriptions you've grown up around.
Right.
Yeah, so what colours are you drawn to for summer?
Blue, reds, purples, pinks, stuff like that.
Okay, because I really just don't look good in white, so I'm glad you didn't mention that one.
No. I would do whites occasionally, but it's not what I would go to.
No. Well, I'm glad I don't have any in my closet. I have a dark navy blue swimsuit, but that's to make me look really good. But, you know, I haven't mastered how to put makeup on for the pool or the ocean. I think I would have to use setting spray. Do you have any techniques?
I normally use waterproof stuff.
Oh, yes.
Just to go out to the beach or just to go swimming.
So would that include, like, Waterproof
mascara, yeah. Waterproof foundation, waterproof eyeliner, waterproof lipstick.
Because you can get liquid lipsticks that stay on for like 24 hours,
yep.
eh?
Yep.
Wow, I need to buy some of those. Maybe I should have asked some for Christmas.
Oh, maybe you should have asked Santa Claus.
Maybe I should have, or my boyfriend.
Oh, right.
Next year. Well, this year. Next year.
The next year.
The next year. And your clothes, is it good to wear like business pants to the beach?
I wouldn't.
No.
Give me a 3/4 shorts and like a top, I'll be good.
Great, and I like wearing sarongs to the beach.
Yeah.
And a lot of people from the islands, they've brought that sort of tradition over of wearing really easy, breezy clothes to the beach and the pool.
Yeah, I would rather wear something that's covered up and like so we don't get burned and stuff.
All right, because you have quite a dark complexion. Does that mean you have melanin in your skin?
I do. Just because, even the colour of my skin, it's pretty fair in the Fijian Indian community, so I do actually get quite burned.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, who would have known?
Yeah.
Because I'm pasty white, of course, Caucasian, and they say, you know, I have to slap,
wrap.
Wrap yourself up with sunscreen and long clothing, easy breezy long clothing.
Yep.
So I don't get burned. It's very easy for me to get burned. But
yep, same here, because, being dark for you guys, with my skin colour, if I go out in the sun at the moment for 5 minutes, my face will be burned.
Oh, just 5 minutes?
Yep.
Even if it's a cloudy day?
If it's just a cloudy day.
Oh, well. So you have a really good skincare routine already, I imagine?
I do.
Yes, tell us about it.
I always have to use a moisturiser that's got sunscreen in it.
Oh, yes.
And then my foundation has to have a little bit of sunscreen in it too.
Yeah, well, you want to put sunscreen on to prevent aging as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because on your face and your neck and your hands, that's where it really shows your age, doesn't it? And what kind of colour makeup would you wear? Would it be better to go with a more natural
look? I think I would go for a more natural look. Nothing too colourful. Nothing too runny either.
Yeah, not like drag queen makeup.
Nah.
Unless you're going to the big gay out.
Yeah.
And what kind of beauty items do you actually take to the beach? Because I know that you can get very dry when you're at the beach. Your hair dries out and your skin dries out.
I take powder and I take sunscreen. And guys, take a sun hat.
You know, because my head is really big. I've, for years and years and years, since I was probably, moved out of home, I've been trying on sun hats, but none of them fit me.
Yeah.
So I have to go online and probably find a big, wider brim one, because, you know, putting a hat on, just like any other kind of clothing item, it's a fashion item, and you need to make sure it suits you. Like a baseball cap does not suit me, so I need a wide brim hat because I have like a squarish round head.
See, I have a little head, so things just fit.
And they look good on you.
Thank you.
You're pretty generic and awesome. Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing your tips and tricks on summer things, makeup and clothes for this year. Hopefully you don't get all burnt and you do get a little bit of a tan, but we want you to stay young and breezy and cool.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Come on a safari.
Huntington and Malibu, they're shooting the deer. You're in Con, they're walking the nose. We're going on safari to the island this year. So if you're coming, get ready to go.
Come on, baby, wait to fall. Yes, I'm gonna take you surfing the safari. Go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
That was the Beach Boys on 104.6 Radio Gaga with Mel, Mish and Josh. Guys, do you like life hacks?
Depends what kind of ones they are.
Because I have some 10 beach hacks that we can all use this summer when we go to the beach or the pool. So let's get started.
Awesome.
Woohoo! Woo! Now, have you guys ever thought about or done this? Put your phone in a sandwich bag to protect it. It will keep sand and robbers out of it.
Wow, robbers too?
Well, maybe if you put a chain and a lock on it.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, well, it's to protect your bag from the weather and the sand and the water.
Yeah.
But also to you still be able to use the touchscreen on it.
All right.
Yeah.
I see it.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you know what? I also saw a video where you can blow into the sandwich bag and make it like air in it so it can be inflatable on the water.
Awesome.
So it won't sink into the sea.
Yeah.
And disappear forever if you lose it in the sea. So the next thing is, have you ever thought about using a fitted sheet on the sand to keep all the sand out of your bags and your sandwiches on the beach?
No.
A fitted sheet at the beach?
Yeah, so I saw that you put your chili bin or your bags in the corners of the fitted sheet,
mm-hmm.
so it becomes like a boat almost on the sand.
Car.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Would you do that, Josh?
No.
Well, I think I'm going to try
it. I want to try.
Yeah. Okay, guys, this is a bit of a gross one, but you can put your valuables in a diaper, like a baby's diaper.
What?
To prevent people from looking through your stuff and thinking, oh, I'm going to take that. So that'd be like your phone and your keys and your wallet, right?
But, Mal, they might chuck it in the rubbish bin.
Why, I hope not, Josh. Would you do that, Josh?
I wouldn't have a clue if I would or I wouldn't.
How do you usually hide your things on the beach?
In my bag.
In your bag? But someone could just pick up your bag,
No,
mate.
If I'm with my family.
But what if you're by yourself with your friends, Josh?
I'll make sure that my phone will be in the car, or my stuff will be in the car.
Oh, well, that's pretty smart.
In the boot.
All right.
In the car.
All right.
Okay. Well, that's a good start.
Yeah.
And did you know that you can use baby powder, you know, baby powder? Oh, we're all going to the supermarket now to get baby products. Yeah, so baby powder on your feet and here and legs. And,
yes.
And anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
So you sprinkle that onto your skin and that soaks up all the moisture in your skin and that gets rid of all the sand on you.
All right, listeners out there, that does actually work.
Have you really?
I have tried it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Do you have baby powder at home, Josh?
Yes, I do, but I don't really, only at my mum's house.
Okay, well, you're bringing that to the beach with us this summer.
Yeah. No, we're going to use it, okay?
You know, if there is water in your ears, you can get a balloon and blow it up, and that will get all the water out of your ears.
How would that work? Do you, like, put the balloon near your ear, or...?
No, you just blow the balloon.
No, you're going to blow it with your mouth.
Yeah.
Don't suggest any other gestures.
Please don't.
So you're just blowing up a balloon, and that, like, helps the pressures in your ears and the water. So you're, like, basically pushing the water out of your ears.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to take a few balloons to the beach now. So, mission, we have a trip to look sharp.
Sure.
This week. If you're looking for some relief from sunburn, guess what? You can make aloe vera ice cubes.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect for a quick fix and painful sunburns. Isn't that a bit ironic? So you have a sunburn, but then you need to go and make aloe vera ice cubes?
Yeah.
I agree on aloe vera because aloe vera has helped me over the years with my some sores and stuff, and it does actually work. It makes it very nice. It's nice and relaxing when you put aloe vera on. It can make from your sores from being stingy to being nice and cold, and yeah, it does. I agree on that one big time.
Well, I would try it, but it's a bit ironic, you know, for quick relief, go and make an ice cube.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a new summer do, just squeeze some lemon juice onto your hair and guess what? What would that do, Mish?
What?
Squeeze some lemon juice onto your hair if you want a new hairdo. What do you think that would do?
I don't know.
Oh, well, it would make highlights in your hair.
Aye?
Yeah, like, really?
Aye?
Yeah, so soak a bit of lemon juice in strands of your hair and then go out in the sun to the pool or the beach.
We're trying this, girlfriend.
We totally are. And guess what, Mish?
Hmm?
You can now start shaving your legs with baby oil before you go to the beach. Oh my gosh, we're going to spend so much on baby products at the supermarket. No, this will help your skin stay really moist when you go to the beach because, as I was saying before, it really, you know, you get dry skin in here at the beach. And when I was a teenager, my South African neighbour across the road was like, you need to use baby oil in your hair. I'm like, totally, I'm going to do that.
Yep, agreed.
And I've done it since and it just makes it so smooth.
Yeah, and it actually makes your hair grow.
Does it?
Yeah.
God, and a good trim too would really help.
I love baby oil.
Yep, baby oil is a...
All the way.
Yep, well done.
What do you use baby oil for?
Well, when I go to my... when I come home from course or something and my flatmates want a massage or something, baby oil is a very good thing to use on, like, on the shoulders and...
I disagree.
On the shoulders.
Why? Why do you disagree?
Why do I disagree?
Yeah.
Because baby oil just with, like, massages and stuff, doesn't work. I would rather use it for, like, hair and legs and stuff.
Oh, so what do you use for a massage?
I would use lavender oil. It's just really relaxing.
Okay. Well, if none of that works, you can make ice packs out of sponges.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that will keep you all your drinks and your food cold when you go to the beach in the pool.
If you say so.
And have you ever walked across really hot sand?
Yes.
Before? And what's that like for you?
Oh, my God. It's like walking on fire, but I haven't done it either, but you know what I mean.
And have you walked across really hot sand before,
Josh?
Yes, I have on hot water beach, and believe me, it's scorching hot.
Oh, yeah. Hot, especially hot water beach, yeah.
And that's down by Whitianga.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where you grew up, Mish.
Yep.
And, well, what you should do, and it's a bit of a common sense, really, is wear jandals. But once you get into the water and you're away from your jandals, just put your jandals upside down so it doesn't heat up your jandals, like the sand.
Well,
yeah, so put your jandals upside down then.
I'll bear that in mind.
Yeah, I really think you should, because you have really cute feet, Mish.
Oh, thanks.
So that's all the 10 hacks we have for you today that you should all use at the beach. Get some money together and go to the supermarket and get some
baby products.
Yeah. I would like to thank our sponsors, Renaissance Group, a supporting living provider in Auckland. I'd like to thank our very special guest, Mish, for coming into studio today.
Thank you for having me, guys.
And
you're welcome.
Have a really good summer, guys.
Curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. The paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. The arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.